WFNY FM. This is 92.3 Free FM. New York.
It's the J.R. and Brad Show. Maxim Magazine listed their, top 10, top 20 stripper songs of all time. We're taking your suggestions too. Rick in New York, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right. Hey, you wouldn't by chance be at a strip club right now, would you?
No. Actually, I'm on a cell phone, but let me do my stripper DJ voice.
Please do.
All right, set. Ladies and gentlemen, now coming to the stage, Brandy, Dirty D, Thunder Chief.
I knew a girl who lost money stripping.
How horrible was she?
This girl in Los Angeles. I think she went to, I don't know if you know the place out there, Jumbo's Clown Room.
I've heard of it.
It's where Courtney Love used to strip.
Got it. All right.
So that's the caliber of women you're getting at the place.
Right.
And, you pay your rent, cover, whatever it is to go in there. And she actually lost money. I don't know if you have this one, Hodge. Bob in Queens, how are you?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Yeah, not much. Yeah, I don't know if it's on your list yet, but I know the hot song going around now at the clubs is Bringing Sexy Back.
Yeah.
Because it's the only one my wife will strip to.
Have you installed the pole at home yet?
No, she won't let me do it at home. In fact, she's kind of shy when she dances around me. She's okay when she's around people she don't know. But
like the gardener.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, like while you're gone, the milkman.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Take her out of town because here's the thing. You go to Vegas, the Palms Casino in Vegas.
Right.
They have a room with a stripper pole in it. You try it out there. She likes it. Bing, Christmas present. They should do a countdown, shouldn't they? This is Casey Kasem. The number one stripper song of the week is Crazy Bitch.
Here's a girl.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the booty. All right. This always good. Anything by this band. Katie in Long Island.
Hey, boys. What's up?
You calling us with your favorite song to strip to?
You know what? Actually, I'm far too young and far too innocent to have ever been to a strip club. But
they're always the best ones.
Liar!
For some reason, when Paradise City by Guns N' Roses comes on, I just want to jump on the hood of my car and dance.
It's always the innocent ones who, when they finally do go to a strip club, go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
We were in Vegas for a radio something, doing a show there at one point. And this girl that worked with us, she was like barely 21. Grew up in a very strict household, good-looking girl.
Right.
I've never been to a strip club. If you guys go, will you take me? Well, now we're going.
Of course.
Yeah.
How fast can we get to the car? Yeah.
Gripping my arm as we walk in. She's scared. I've never
been
to
a strip club. She thinks she's going to get assaulted and they're going to strip her?
It's a bad place. Like something's put. Her dad did a good job, actually. He kept her off the pole, as Chris Rock would have said. So we walk in, and she's scared to death. I swear to God. Cut to 30 minutes later.
On the tables.
She is on a table with her with her legs behind her head and her fist in her mouth.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Do you have her number?
Yeah, I do.
It's good.
Live. 97.1.
All right, we've been talking about things two guys can't do together or else you will get your quote-unquote man card revoked. I had an experience in a restaurant with a friend of mine, and I didn't realize that you couldn't do this until I had already done it. It was Cheesecake Factory. They have those everywhere. You go there really for the cheesecake, but you get them. So we go. Two of us go, and it's lunch. We each get our meals, and then at the end, the waitress comes over, and she's been hitting on my friend the whole time because I'm wearing her wedding ring, so she's not looking at me at all, and I'm getting no service, but he's getting all the service, my buddy Tom. And then they say, of course, you want dessert, and you can't not have dessert if you're at the Cheesecake Factory to have dessert, but we're both stuffed, so we look
Wait
at each other.
You guys didn't share, did you? Oh, you are such an answer.
We just say, we'll split a Snickers cheesecake. There's whipped cream on it, and they bring the two forks. And she actually sits there and watches us take a bite and just turns around and goes left and doesn't hit on him at all.
This guy's a fruit.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, man. Real quick, Friday night, going to see a movie. Me and my buddy sits right next to me. In the freaking theater.
Yeah. Well, first of all, what movie was it?
Saw 3.
All right.
It was so gay, guys. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
I was like, what's the big deal? I go, I don't care if this place is packed. There's going to be a buffer zone. There's got to be a space or something.
You definitely need a one-seat buffer if it's two guys going to a movie.